For thy name is excellent, Almighty Yahweh. As we gather here in the beit of our Abba, we do shabak you on Todah Yah for all that he has done. As we consider your excellent work and the manifestation of the power of your living truth, Yahshua HaMashiach, we take great delight that you have given us the opportunity that we may come before you, bow down in your presence, our Abba, to worship, to barak you, to acknowledge you in all things. We delight to know that we are sons of Yahweh. We have been sealed by the power of your Ruach, brought into the fellowship of the true seed of Israel. We have been brought together to esteem your name highly, to exalt it, to worship you in Ruach and in your truth. And for that we're very thankful. And so we come before you tonight to bless you for this scripture truth, this Torah revelation on this midweek service, to recharge us, to revitalize us, to open up our understanding with greater clarity, that we may know our sons of Yah how to come before our Abba to worship, to bless you, and to bow down with tefillah, with prayer that is sincere, a prayer that is devoted unto you, Almighty Yah, as we cry unto you, knowing that we are worshippers of our Abba, and in knowing that, we know that you will hear our prayers, our tefillah. And so help us all tonight in this congregation, those that are listening via live stream of the internet, those that will hear this message in whatever form that they may hear it, Almighty Yah, bless it, and cause it to be seasoned by your Ruach, that when the hearer hears, that there may be a life spring forth in them, and that their commitment unto you may be revived, a newfound commitment unto you, Almighty Yah. We love you tonight. We thank you. We do praise you for all things. Bless the order of the service. As we pray for those many parts of the world, other nations, men like Pastor Babu in the midst of such tremendous poverty, and Pastor Aji there in Ghana with the precious daughters and all the daughters of Zion there, and precious young brothers, many of them. We do want to ask your strength upon Sister Natika and Sister Mary, as they make preparation, as you prepare them, Almighty Yah, for the journey here to this nation. We bless you today to strengthen Elder Martin there in Kenya. Bless us, Yah, that we will be able to be a blessing to him on this week as well. We will, Almighty Yahweh, because how can we say the Ahava, the love of Yah, dwells in us? We see our brothers and sisters in need. We shut our bowels of compassion. There is no compassion. That our love is not trouble, knowing the abundance and the plentifulness that you have granted unto us all here. We have bread to eat, and what a tremendously sumptuous meal today. We thank you for that. The wonderful bread and the meat to eat and vegetables. When there are many and many parts of the world have very little, we will not murmur nor complain. We all have the finery of clothing on tonight. When there are those that do not have a pair of shoes and have never worn a pair of shoes in all of their lives. Yet we have 3, 4, 5 pairs of shoes. Do I pray that for Israel here, those that will hear, and there will be a great desire unto you, Yah, to be content with whatever we have, to barak you and toda our Abba. For we know that all of our riches and our blessings come from you, Yahweh. So strengthen us all tonight. We pray for your manservant that he will speak with excellence, that he may speak with a forthrightness, that our understanding may be open and the clarity of your words may fill the voidness of our love. That we may know the simplicity of your truth, and in knowing that we shall rejoice above all things as we pray tonight. We do pray your kingdom come. The shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for that, Yah. So help us all tonight and strengthen every last one of us. We ask it all in the mighty name, the promise, the Yeshua HaMashiach. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For you are the mighty one of Israel. You are the burden bearer. So we bring all of our burdens, those trials that seems to oppress us from even from feeling our obligations and our duties unto you. That the burden seems so toxic, we cannot pray. We do not have the confidence that it will take in this hour to persevere. So we will bring all of that to the altar of our Abba. We'll cast down every heavy weight, everything that bears this albatross around our necks, we'll cast it before the altar of our Abba. We will leave it there. We know that you are able to bear all things. We will trust you tonight. We'll believe you for all things. Bless your word as it is spoken, taught, preached to us. That it may be like a burning fire in our inward parts. We trust you to do that. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we bless you. And all Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, shalom. May Yahweh barak you this night. Shalom. You may be seated. May the hand of Yah rest upon us all as we diligently seek him. As Yahweh began to bring the restitution back unto the house of Israel, there will be a faithfulness unto him, that a people will be committed to do all that he commands and instructs them to do. This generation and a mind that has been so twisted that it is not able to comprehend the death, the breath of Almighty Yahweh. It does not possess the ability to understand, to perceive, to acknowledge what is from him, because of the different twisted forms of doctrines that have twisted the mind today, that has created this enormous amount of doubts whether Yahweh is real, whether His truth will sustain us, give us that power to endure against the opposition and the oppressive powers of darkness that shall try the whole world. And these things are so. We as a people of Almighty Yahweh, we must be enabled. We must have the enduring power, the strength. We must be strong. We must receive the strength of Almighty Yahweh, that we may be strengthened in His cause and the purpose that He has placed upon our lives. So we must be an enabled people. And Scripture will show us how to be enabled. And the reason why we are not enabled to obey Almighty Yah, to trust Him, to believe Him, to have great confidence in His Word. We are people at a generation that there is much doubt. There is much suspicion. And it has to do with our old heart. Has nothing to do with Almighty Yahweh. It has to do with an examination of our own life. And we will see whereby we are missing and what things are missing, that we may come up to that stature, that we are enabled by Almighty Yahweh. And He is the only one that can enable His people. It is not going to come by some kind of mystical mist that will fall from Hashemayim. It is not going to come that way. Scripture gives us the perfect ingredients in order for us to be enabled, to be empowered, to walk in the strength of Almighty Yahweh, to walk in the endurance, to endure the cause of Yahweh with great strength, of fervor, vitality, that we know that there is a greater reward as we endure or go through the process that Yahweh has embarked us upon, that He may cleanse us from the dross and those things that impede or circumvent us from walking in the fullness of His power, in the fullness of His light. And His truth is a great delight in us. We are people whereby His truth is not a great delight. What He has charged us to do, we don't take great delight in that. We're always looking for some kind of alternative, but it never produces anything at all. The only thing that will produce any substance is the word of Almighty Yahweh. We can see what the world is producing. It is producing a retarded mentality. And that is the truth. It is a generation that cannot think, it cannot reason, it cannot discern. It is a generation that the mind is bound by the powers that be. And what Yahweh speaks to Israel, He says that I want to enable you. And in order for you to be enabled, to be strong, to be able to endure, He commands us that there are things that first of all you must examine, you must understand, and you must receive the knowledge in order to be enabled. And that is what He's trying to do with Israel, to enable us, to make us strong with great confidence, to give us strength beyond the measure of our natural mind to think, and to bring us into the subjection of our thoughts and our weakness. He wants to enable Israel. He wants to enable His people. That the opposition of darkness, the weapons of darkness that form against you, and these are the things that are implanted in your mind. These are weapons. And they are formed against you. It is your thoughts, your ideas, your desires, your covetousness, your lusts. These are weapons that form against you. And he always says that there is a power that I will enable you to overcome that. That you will be strong. You will have my strength. You will have the understanding of Almighty Yahweh. You will have the virtue of Almighty Yahweh. But we must be enabled. We must be. It is amazing because as I began to understand the defined meaning of that, I want to read that in the Hebraic terminology. It is yokol, to enable. Now that is what I want to emphasize tonight. How Yahweh will enable His people, the process, and why you are not enabled to function the way that you ought to function. Why you have handicapped, and you have no confidence in Yahweh, and there's a reason. Now the first thing we will do, we will charge it against someone else. That is what we will do. It is because of her actions or his deeds toward me, I am not enabled to do what Yahweh commands me. But that is not so. I want to define that word. It is a very profound meaning to it. It is your call. Listen to this. Now I want you to pay attention. I do not want you to be taken into your daydreaming. You will have a chance to sleep tonight. Your mind to wander in frivolity and folly. I want you to hear. It says this. I want to establish this meaning before I go farther. It says to be able to gain and to accomplish, to be able to endure, to be able to reach, to tarry, to be able if there is a delay that you will have great confidence, to remain, to continue, to abide, to persist, and to be steadfast. To stand in the strength and the fervor of Almighty Yah, and to take one stand. There must be a stance that you take. You must know what you're standing for. To be in a standing attitude that the mind is the mind of HaMashiach. To stand forth. To not be intimidated by the powers of darkness. Not be offended as what the enemy does, but to stand forth. You must take a firm stand in the presence of the enemy. Oneself must be assured. You must attend upon that there is something that you must attend to. You must pay attention to. You must give great thought to. You must attend upon. Now, in order for you to be enabled, there is something that you must attend upon. The principles, the doctrines, the statutes, or the ordinance, you must attend upon that. It is to become a servant of. Now, when one is enabled, you have become a servant of that strength, that character, that doctrine, that knowledge, you must become a servant of. And a servant is one that is faithful, one that is able to submit, one is able to obey faithfully the charge that has been given unto that servant. Now, we're not the best of servants, are we? We don't serve Yahweh with a tremendous stand. We will not take a stand for Him. We will oppose Him. But when it comes to taking a stand for Yahweh, we will form a opposition, a weapon against Him in our thoughts, in our minds. And we will begin to oppose what He has set forth unto us. That we will look upon that, we will stand upon that, we will attend upon that. Our attention will be given unto that. So we will begin to oppose Him and say, that is not so. I'm quite sure that our minds do not operate that way. And we say to Yahweh, why? I don't like that. I don't see the reason behind that. Our minds can never understand the very beauty of the mind of Almighty Yahweh unless there is a transformation, unless there is a renewing of our Ruah, and we must be renewed. That is why this generation, it is one that is given over unto every kind of vile, sadistic thing it is. Yahweh is simply going to save the remnant of Israel. Whether we believe that or not, that is all He is going to save. And it is not a large remnant, it is a small remnant of people that He is going to save through Israel, His people. He is going to save them. It is not coming by your prayers for your sons and your daughters. It is coming by what has been established before the foundation of the world. And so there is nothing that's going to alter that. Until we have the ability to understand this mind of Yahweh, that is why He said, Hamashiach in the power of flesh, a true living word to oppose everything that was against Him, and that is what Yahshua did. He opposed every kind of religious principle, practice, that was in diametric opposition unto Yahweh. And He knows that the carnal mind of man is always diametrically opposed to Yahweh. Our thoughts are opposed to Him because His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. Our desires, we are consumed with such frivolous, childlike desires. And the desires that He has for us are much greater than you could ever fathom. And the enemy has done a magnificent job by seducing and alluring us to a little false trinkets as he shake these things before our eyes and say, look at this. Certainly you want that. But it has no intrinsic eternal value at all. Those things never create the fullness of a hava. They never create a love for the wife or the husband. It never creates a caring for the children. If anything, it brings about a divide. It brings about a separation. You got your wife a 12,000 square foot home. She began to murmur because there's too much to clean. There's too much to do. She has children. Then she murmurs, I need freedom. I need a little time to myself. What an attitude that has been developed in this hour. One that opposes what Yahweh says, because He said, wife, woman, bring up the children, you raise them. But that's not the mindset today. And they do not stand in the strength of His truth, neither does the man, the husband man, and they are not enabled to be strong. So we need to be enabled, we need the Yakul of Almighty Yahweh. Now I want to begin here, I want you to hear this, I want you all to pay attention and listen. It is one thing that if you learn how to listen, it will be a great benefit to you in life, regardless to whichever direction you take. If you got this twisted mentality whereby you cannot hear or listen, it is going to be a handicap to you later in life, and that's the truth. So I want you to hear. That is why we have so many children and adults today that are totally ignorant. They are almost illiterate because of their hubris mindset and their childlike ways. Isn't that amazing? Because when one tells a child to do something, the child says, I'm doing this, Mama. I'm doing that. You that are raising children, you will find that to be. And they have no idea what they are doing. I want you to hear this. Listen closely. I want you to give attention to this. Scripture says, now Yahweh in the beginning, in the old covenant, this is the power, His strength that He enabled His people. It says this. In Ibrahim, listen. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David. And also Samuel, and of the Navi of Yahweh, who through Emunah, the faith of Yah, They overcame the kingdoms. They subdued kingdoms. Now you're not going to subdue the kingdom of darkness or the powers of darkness by your emotions or your feelings. It must come by emunah, by the faith, the confidence, the enabling of Yahweh in one's life. You're not going to overcome your weaknesses or your inability to accomplish a certain thing by your tears or any such. It is not coming that way. Now, I know the flesh tells us these things. They are not coming that way. The enablement of Yahweh does not come by some emotional transition. It comes by the confidence of steadfastness and the assurance of what Yahweh has said. So he gives us an example, a pattern. Of those that even though they were weak, even though they were fragile, even though they did not know how to muster any strength at all, yet Yahweh enabled them because they were able to believe him. He says, who through emunah, they subdued kingdom, they worked the righteousness, the tzedekah of Yah, and they also obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of the lions, and we know that Shatan, he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, who he may consume under the power of his lies and his trickery, under the strength of emotions and feelings. And we are a feel generation, are we not? We love feelings more than we love truth. We like to feel good, and those things are momentarily. They do not last but for a moment. They never bring any strength at all, because after a moment the reality sits in, and you become more oppressed and suppressed than you were before. You were taken by this strong wave of emotionalism. And so they subdued kingdoms, they overcame the enemy. They stopped the mouth of Shatan, the devourer that came to devour them. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Listen to this now. Out of weakness. Out of weakness were made your coal. They were made strong. They were made, or they were enabled. Out of their weakness they were enabled. They had the strength of Yah. They had the ability to attend unto. They endured the opposition. They became valiant in fight. And they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Out of their weak composition, their weak mindset, or their inability to accomplish those things, Yahweh enabled them because they trusted him. They had confidence in him. Even in death, the mothers received their children back to life because they knew that he was able to raise them up again. Now, what is the strength of our confidence in Almighty Yahweh? Is it based upon some kind of manifestation or some natural thing? Was it because there's a pure-rooted love in us? You must examine yourself. You know why or why you are not enabled, why you cannot endure the simple trials, the simple tests that must come to prove what is in you. We want someone to give us things that cause us to become very lethargic. We lose our confidence, whereby there is nothing that opposes our flesh and the will of our flesh. And there's nothing that examines our own natural card of mind. Now, that is what this generation delights in. That is what it loves. And so if a man gives this generation that, he can become very wealthy. Now, they will not become wealthy, but he can. He can enjoy what we call the very pleasures of this life. But these things are only for a moment. They have no everlasting effects at all, brothers and sisters. It is a certain thing that every last one of us that sits here, and those that listen by the live stream, or those that will hear this broadcast, you will cease to live in this life. Your life, or the breath that is in you, will stop one day. And it makes no difference of your age. Not one bit at all. that has no bearing on that one iota. So why are we not strong when it comes to opposing the powers of darkness? Why are we not subduing the kingdoms of darkness? Why is it that the dark powers of the kingdom subdue our mind, seduces us, and bring us into this bondage of captivity that we're not free from that? Yahweh says, out of weakness, they were yokel, they were made strong, they had the power to endure, their minds were strengthened, their hearts were enlightened. Why is it not so in this hour? It's a very feeble generation. Those that say they love Yah, they're very feeble. They're very weak. And yet out of weakness were they yokel. Were they enabled? When a man has tried all he could, yet there is no result at all or no results. In all the ways you have tried, what are your results? Have they produced anything? Have your results produced a pure ahava for Yah? Does this truth burn deep in your inward parts? Or is it folly and foolishness? What consumes our time? Is it a love for Yah? Why is it that our lips are not enabled to bless Him? Why is it that it is such a difficult thing that we are not enabled? We are servants of Yahweh, and that is what He commands. Why are we not enabled to do that? Thank you, my brother. I will go ahead and show you what Scripture says too. I will establish the meat of this verse. And I will show you why. Because we are a people that we tend to blame everyone for our weaknesses. We tend to make it someone else's fault. And yet they were weak. And yet they were enabled. They were strengthened. They endured. Their confidence abound. We don't have confidence in Yahweh. We don't believe what He says. That's why we don't attend upon. When one is enabled, they attend upon. Do you truly attend upon the reading of Scripture or the studying of Scripture? Very quiet, isn't it? Because we find out how we have missed the mark so dramatically. We have missed the purpose of Almighty Yah. And I would pray that we will want someone to inform us, to speak to us whereby our score is, and what we need to get up to in order to make that 100. You got to prepare diligently to pass this test. There's a tremendous test that is coming. And Yahweh is giving us signs and metaphors throughout the whole world. There are tests that are going to try this nation, the true seed of Israel, the Hebrews, the people of Yah. There is a test that's going to try them. Yahweh has already told us that, of that test. And although we are weak, He says, I will enable you. Do you trust Me? We truly don't trust Him. Listen to this. Nurumiyah, I want you to hear this. I want you to see the magnitude of the strength of this power that Yah gave unto Abraham, that he was enabled to trust Yahweh and to believe Him. It says this in Romiah. It says that, and Abraham, that it says this, and being not weak in Emunah, he considered not his own body almost dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarai's womb. He staggered, not at the promise of Yah, through any unbelief. But he was, the scripture says he was strong. He was yokel in Emunah, giving. Now because he was strong, because he had the enablement of Yahweh, he began to give to tefirah or praises and honor to Almighty Yah. What was the strength of his endurance? What was the power of his enablement? It is one thing that when one is truly strong in the Emunah, they will begin to give the tefirah unto Yah. Because your faith is not strong, your Emunah, there is no praises, there's no honor. And we must honor Yahweh with our lips. He that praiseth Yahweh
honor him. So if you don't praise him, you don't honor him. And the reason you don't praise him is because you're not a true servant. You are not strong in the emunah. You can take it the way you want to. You understand that this is pointed out in the old covenant and is brought to life in the renewed or the new covenants. So he that prays Yahweh, honoreth him. And Abraham, because he was strong in the emunah, he began to praise or began to defeat Rephiah. He began to show an excellence of honor unto him because he was strong. Why was he strong? It says this. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Now, you are not fully persuaded. It's amazing that what things persuade our minds, isn't it? We are persuaded by lies and frivolity. We're persuaded by innuendos and things that have no value at all. But when it comes to the word of Yahweh, we're not fully persuaded. We're not even somewhat persuaded. We have no persuasion at all. But he was fully. He was enabled by Yahweh to have great confidence in what Yahweh had said. And what Yahweh had spoken unto him and made him strong. Yahshua has given us the living power of the promises of Yahweh. We don't believe that. Because if we did, if we believe that, then we will be fully persuaded like Abraham. We look for a city whose builder and maker is Almighty Yah. You don't look for that. We look at the something in the five and dime. We look at something that is materialistic. We look at some kind of creature comfort, and there are no creature comforts at all. Look, if you had $10 million, the $10 million would drive you like a slave. If you had $1 billion, it would drive you. Those men and women that are wealthy like that, they are driven. They are driven every day. The enemy will not give you nothing like that. Unless you're going to truly bow down and worship him. When a man or a woman reaches that pinnacle of wealth, they have met the deities of hell. And that is the truth. They will not speak to you concerning that. It is one thing that when I was in the masonry, I was a mason. I want to say this to you all. That those that are of the Lord degree, they never know who the, quote, God is, unquote, of that ruling organization. And I'll never forget this man. He looked almost like Yoda, and he walked that way. He was a very short man in stature. And he looked like this little demon thing. He walked like that. That's the way he walked. Just like that. And it was I was a young man, and seeing this, he walks up to me one day. At that day of my ignorance, all I knew was what I had been taught. I had come to a certain level of understanding. I didn't know much. But I had the enablement of Yahweh to stand upon what I even knew. So he walks up to me. He said, "Son," just like that. He says, "You get to the 33rd, you will find out who the real God is." That's how he said it. And I looked at him. And this, he looked like a Yoda. He looked like this strange thing out of hell. And I looked at the man. And in my ignorance, I responded, "I know who God is." He said, "Son, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is." And I didn't want to disrespect the old man. I was a young man, 22 years old. I looked him in his eyes. I said, "I know who the real God is." That was my vernacular. And the third time he said, "Son, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is." And he walked off from just like that. And immediately, when even those words, when they were spoken, in all of my ignorance, I knew that this was not based upon any kind of truth. I don't care who they are, the eastern devils of the eastern star, these Jezebels. And these people, when that spirit grabbed hold of them, they don't want to let that go. They don't want to abandon that. And even through all of my ignorance, Yahweh suffered this man. He suffered me to encounter that and to understand that no one could speak to me or say, it is not this way. I know how it is. Because I was there. Now this is what Abraham says to us. I've been there. I know what Yah is able to do. If you are strong, if you have confidence, allow him to enable you. And there's only one way he's going to enable you. It's not going to be done by some emotional gyration. It's not going to be done that way. He gives us perfect point by point in scripture how you are enabled. And he has set up this roadmap for us that we can be enabled. Strong with great strength, with confidence. Taking heed, looking upon, attending upon, becoming a servant, a standing attitude. We will stand. We will stand with assurance. We're very fragile people. We fall at the slightest of winds. We're taken, we're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, every slight craftiness of shortened. We're taken by that. Now there's a doctrine out today that I will deal with it. I'm dealing with one concerning that now. They literally deny that Yahshua HaMashiach is the son of Yah, and there's nowhere in scripture whereby there was a virgin birth. Now I understand the dualness of prophecy in scripture. I was sharing this with Sister Roberts the other day when we went out on Monday. And I said to her, I want you to read, Sister Roberts, carefully. You must understand scripture as you read scripture. It must be a revelation truth that is revealed from Yah. It is not by a private interpretation. It comes by the Spirit of Yahweh. And so you began to read the 7th chapter of Yeshaya, Isaiah, to the 14th verse. And even Ahaz, the king, a pompous, arrogant man, when Yahweh says, I will show you a sign, I don't care what the depth of it is, the breadth, how profound, you ask me of a sign, and I will do something for Yehuda and Israel, that they will know that I'm Yah. And he said to Yahweh, I don't need one. I don't need you to give me a sign. It was not because he was a true worshiper of Yah. He was a pompous dog. That's what he was. And Yahweh brings the excellent that there shall be a virgin. And she shall bring forth a son. And you shall call him Emmanuel. He shall be the strength and the character of Yah. Now they want to utilize that. And you say that it was Hezekiah. But this is HaMashiach. How do you miss him? And if one denies the birth or the power of Yahshua, I wouldn't let every one of you all know that. If one denies that, then all of your sins remain. You must be gone to offer up the bullocks and the asses and the heifer. What does a man do in Malawi that has no funds to buy a turtle dove? Tell me. Because if that's the case, nowhere in Torah where it tells us not to offer up the blood offerings unto Yah. And you better find the true, genuine priesthood of Yah. Your sins still remain. It is a deception of a doctrine. It is one that beguiles the simple minds. It beguiles the weak minds. The power that Yahshua came to give us strength to be enabled is what Yahweh speaks to us, brothers and sisters. You must understand these men like Abraham and Yitzhak. Yahweh spoke to them to take a commanding word unto Israel. And every time you can see in scripture, in all of their failures, and all of their sins, when the word of Yah was spoken, they were enabled. We shall rise to this occasion. That is why the enemy doesn't want you to hear. That is why he does all he can to keep you from hearing. That's why he does cause your drunkenness, of your lethargicness to fall upon you. Because he doesn't want you to hear. And show me in scripture. Every time a Nabi went to Israel and he spoke the profoundness of the word, were they not enabled? They rose to the occasion. Their strength, although they were weak, their strength rose to the occasion. We need the word of Yahweh spoken to us. We need a man of Yah to speak unto us, brothers and sisters. Not our natural minds that corrupt things. He will set things in order. It begins in our love. The very thing that we think is right. Shaul says this, listen, he says in Ephesians, he says, finally, my brother. Now, finally to you, my brother, these are the words I give to you, because he knew that his time was at hand. He knew that when he left, that grievous wolves would enter in and they would scatter the flock. But this is his command to them. He says, and finally, my brethren, be strong, or be Yakol in Yahshua, and in the power of his might. The witness of what he has done, the strength that he labored in to please Yah, the mighty power that were exercised in him, look at the mighty works that were done, and allow that to enable you. Shaul tells us to consider Yahshua HaMashiach. And we don't consider him. Unless you become very weary in your mind, you will get weary. Well, I don't see no reason. Well, this is not right. Yahweh's way is always right. Always wrong. You're always right. He said you need to consider him. He needs to be in your thoughts. He needs to be in your mind. Unless you become weary in your mind, and you're going to faint. You're going to begin to falter. You're going to begin to deny the things of Yahweh. You're going to begin to be offended easily. You're going to begin to be upset easily. You're going to begin to turn your love away from those things. So he said, the final analogy that I give to you, be Yakol. How do we do that? In Yahshua. We can do all things in Yahshua that enables us. It is the spirit of HaMashiach that enables us, what? To live, to die, to overcome, and not to succumb to the enemy. Did he succumb unto Shaitan? Has he offered you what he offered him? Has he offered you the kingdom? No, he hasn't offered you the kingdoms. He's offered you a kingdom that is very putrefied and petty. There's nothing in your kingdom but imagination and thoughts. That's all in your kingdom. There's no riches, no land. You have no servants in your kingdom. I know I don't. That's why I pray, shall be thy kingdom. Let your kingdom come. Your kingdom is very shallow. Your kingdom is very limited. There are no riches in your kingdom. One of the most proliferating things that is taking place today, brothers and sisters. And if it wasn't for the use of this for the internet, I would literally get it out of the place, honestly. But there is one thing that is just overriding, that is overtaking this thing. It is called what they call Second Life. And there is a profound imagination in this realm today that I'm telling you, some of the most wealthiest people, they come from all over the world and they are part of this. It's a make-believe life. They can create their own images. They can fly. They can do. And the people, they are so ecstatic about it. They literally pay money to buy property. I'm telling you, this generation is sadistic. Without the mind of HaMashiach, you're subject to the law of darkness. That's why I warn you, you parents, you get upset. You mothers, that Yahweh has granted you time to be home. You are thriftless. You are sorry. And I say this because if you were not there, you would see it in the excellence of your Ru'ah. You have no time for Yah. To hell will lay hands on your children and praying for them. You don't do nothing like that. You got enough time to do, but you have no time for the things of Almighty Yahweh. And I stand against any one of you all to challenge me on that. Do it then. Rise up. And I don't take down. And so Yahweh gives you a place whereby you ought to be doing those things. And the reason you're not doing it is because you're not enabled. What is the reason why are we not enabled, preacher? Let me move a little farther. Shaul, he speaks unto Timotheus. And he speaks a word that that Timotheus would be preserved in his battle, like a great soldier or a great husbandman, and that Yahweh will preserve you. This is what he speaks to him. He says in 2 Timotheus, he says, "You therefore, my son, be yakul, or be strong, abide, continue, remain." Persist, be steadfast, be strong in the free unmerited love of and the favor of that is in Yahshua HaMashiach. Do you not know that Yahweh has shown us free unmerited love? in Yeshua. He has shown us favor in Yeshua. That our sins were all gathered in that body. He has shown us a love that is unexpressionable. It is a love that is so profound you can't even express it. You don't even know how to express it within your vernacular. So he says to me, Yaakov, in Yeshua. We must get in HaMashiach. You can't deny the power and the strength of the mighty works of Yahweh in that body. It's the living word of Almighty Yah. The salvation of Yah from the beginning. He was not there by the right hand of Yah in the form of that physical body. He was the Word made flesh. He was the Word of Yahweh. The Word of Yahweh is always alive. In second generation, He was made. And the Word was made flesh. So He tells us to be strong. To be Yaakov. To endure. To be steadfast. To stand in HaMashiach. Well, how do I do that? Consider Him. Consider all the afflictions. That's why you get so weary. Yeshua is not even your thoughts. The perfect works of Yahweh, Yeshua is not in your thoughts. That's why we get weary. That's why we're not enabled. You're not enabled to love. You're not enabled to be kindly affectionate. Come on, brothers and sisters. Yahweh is not speaking to this world. He's not speaking to those that He has rejected. There are those that Yahweh said they're meant to be destroyed. There are those that He is going to destroy. I want to say this as Yah spoke, as He brought simple truth to me today. I want to say this to this wicked generation. It is one that says even these agnostics and the atheists in the scientific community, as I was cleaning my office today, and I, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but the word of Yah constantly surged my mind, and I talk to my Abba, I speak to Him, I preach to myself internally all the time. And that's just the way I am. I'm not a pretender, I'm not false, but that is the way I operate, and that's the truth. And so as I was cleaning my office today, and as the word of Yah began to speak to my love, this is a generation of such hypocrisy. They will say, well, I will say it the way they say it. Quote, if there's a loving God, sure He wouldn't do what man says He's going to do, unquote. Let me show you what the scientific community says. They says within so many millions of years, this whole earth and everything that is going to be cataclysmic destroyed. Now they will tell you that the natural course of the cycle of creation, it brings about a devastating destruction. And so they would tell you in their scientific analogies that the earth and everything in the heavens, everything is going to explode, is going to be destroyed. Life is going to be destroyed. They tell us if we do not stop or do some kind of preventative things for the ozone and the different layers and depleting the oxygen and the clean water, that we will be a people that will just totally destroy ourselves. Now people will believe that. Yahweh says, I'm going to destroy the wicked. I'm going to bring them down to the belly of hell. They don't believe that. But yet scientists tell us all the time, it is coming to an end. Life on this earth, on this planet, it is certainly going to be brought down. But yet the scripture of Yah, they don't want to believe that. I'm here to tell you, I believe what Yahweh says. To hell with the scientists. They're based upon some kind of prototype, some kind of analytical thing. Mine is based upon the living word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, how do you know it's living? Can I ask you a question? I will answer it rhetorically. Well, you tell me that the words of singers and rappers do not bring life to the ones that hear it. It does not create a spirit of life in them. That is what this does. It creates a hope in me. A tikvah. It creates a living love in me. It creates an excitement. Just like those that hear 50 Cent roll down, which I can do better than him. Or they hear their favorite rapper. And it creates this feeling where they just want to, they come alive. That's just the truth. And they began to move and everything about them, don't they? See, in HaMashiach I move and I have my being in him. Everything I do is in him. And so when they began to hear the song, they come alive and everything just everything just moves. The body begins to move. Why? Because the words, they have such a life in them, and it makes them happy, doesn't it? Don't sit in your hypocrisy. I know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. And that is the truth. And so they sit there, their hypocrisy, their frivolity, their folly. And so every word, that's why we're going to be judged by every idle word. Every word has some form of life. It has a spirit to it. So I believe this. I believe this. I don't believe the scientists. Not going to last a million years. That's been around a million years. It's been down 6,000 plus. That's what it's been around. It hasn't been around no million, 10 million years. These ignoramuses. He did not make man a Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal. He made him a man. He talked and he walked. He was not some beastly thing. He put the breath in him and he became a living thing, a powerful being. He did not have to contend with the cows. He used the cows for his purpose. That's what Yahweh has done. This damned of a mindset today, this wicked generation. We need to be enabled to believe Yahweh. To be steadfast, to be strong. To wait upon him. To be able to tarry. It is one thing that the words in many of the Hebraic says that they have a greater in-depthness to them than our natural, the English vernacular of the words we use. It's more than to be able to do. It is more than to be able to do. That's a broader implication than to be able to do. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Listen, I'll tell you where this is, but I want you to hear it. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 40 and 12. Now listen to this. I want to read it like David says it. He says, Yahweh, this is what has caused me not to be enabled. He says, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. There are so many evils that compass you about, you can't number them. Your thoughts, your hatred, your sinful mind. He said, there are innumerable evils that have compassed me about. My torrentlessness, my iniquities have taken hold upon me. Your sins, your vile ways, what have they done? Listen to this. So that I am not able, I am not enabled, I am not your call, I am not able to look up. I'm not able. We're a generation we're not able to look one another honestly and to look at them with purity of love. Well, Pastor Roberts, you say you don't look in the eyes of the sister. No, I don't do that because it's not because I'm afraid. I just don't do it for their purpose and mine as well. He said, but there are innumerable evils about me. And my iniquitous ways, he said, I am not able. I am not your cool. I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my love fail me. That's why my heart fails me. Because of my innumerable evil thoughts and my ways, and the thoughts of my mind, that's why you can't get your hands up for Yah. That's why there can't nothing come out of your mouth. That's why you're not able to do that, because your innumerable evil ways. Let's challenge that. Well, Pastor Roberts, you speak like that and it sounds like you're fussing. Yahweh is going to, well, he speaks to this generation. You don't want to hear him speak. So he has used an intermediate. He's angry with the wicked. And we're wicked when we know what the Torah, we have the spirit of the living life of Torah in us, and we deny that. Well, I know it's right, but this is what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to tell me I'm going to do it. I don't care what no one says. You never said that, I'm quite sure. It's a generation that is full of lies and corruption. Your lies will find you out. Your lying, devilish, evil ways. All liars. No liar, Yahweh says. And this is the generation that is so corrupt. Their lies don't even trouble their conscience. They will not go back and say, I lied, and I purposely lied against you. You got quiet, didn't you? You got quiet. This is a generation will purposely lie. They have no conviction at all to say, I've lied against you. I've done that evil against you. No conviction of Almighty Yahweh. You speak of those things you have no conscience of, no idea, no thought. And they lie without conscience. Why? Because the spirit of short tongue never abides in truth. Never. And David says, the innumerable wickedness or evil things, my own powerlessness, has caused me not to be enable. And that's why we are not enable, because of the numerous wicked thoughts and the wickedness of doubt. Our capitulation, our accusations. And that's why you're not enable. You're not enable to love one another. You're not enable to be honest with each other. What keeps you from being honest with your brother or sister? Your own lies. It is not what they've done against you. It's your own lies. It's your own iniquity. Your own total lostness. Speak forthright, preacher. I will, yeah. May not ascertain many friends, but that's all right. You love Yah, you will be my friend. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. So I am not able to look up. That's why we can look up. He tells us to look up from whence cometh our help. And our help comes from Yahweh. We see the light of HaMashiach. And that's why we can't look up, because of our numerous wickedness. That's why we can't. We can't even look up to the dignities of Yahweh's, of those that He has placed in us. We can't even look up to them. Wives can't even look up to their husbands. Children can't look up to their parents because of their innumerable evil wickedness. I want someone to tell me the truth. I want to know what it's going to take. I'm not on this. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you all something. I know what I said the other day. I said, if this wasn't real, I wouldn't even live like this. I wasn't saying that because this life is not a beautiful life to me. It may not be to you, but it is to me. That wasn't why I was saying that. I was just simply saying, if there was no confidence in what I believe in this book, I would be a dog. To hell with Sister Roberts. I'm going to have your harem. You have no value to me. I have your harem of Jezebels. That's what I'm going to do. Sure I am. My purpose will be, for one thing, the greed and the lust of my own flesh. And I'm going to fulfill it to the purpose. Why? Because I'm going to die. So you better get all you can in this life, because hell is sure coming after this one. And that's a fact. So the reason you're not enabled, because of your own innumerable wickedness, your own sin, your totallessness. And you have so many, it's more than the hairs of your head. Man, that's a statement. You know that the very hairs of our head are numbered. And He tells us that your wickedness, your evil thoughts, your ways are more than the hairs of your head. Brothers and sisters, if you think every second of the day there's always something evil conjuring or trying to speak to your mind. And the only reason it speaks to, because you don't have the mind of HaMashiach. You find it easy to sin. You know that it is your iniquitous ways. You find it easy to dishonor and to speak lies. You know something is wrong with you. Look what Yahshua says. Yahshua speaks HaMashiach. He speaks in Matityah. He says, look at this. And because iniquity shall abound, the Ahava of many shall wax cold. Now without the Ahava of Yahweh, you have no root in you. That is the root of our confidence, because His Ahava, His love. And without that, you have no root in you at all. You have none. That is the root, His love. And without that, you have no root in you at all. Period. But he that shall yakol, or endure, persevere, stand to the end, the same shall be Yahshua. The same shall be saved. You that endure, you that persevere, you that stand, you that keep your eyes forthright, you that persist. Even though the enemy try you and cause you to fall in weakness, you're persistent. You get up. There were many years ago, there was a marathon, I believe it was one of the Olympics, many years ago. And there was this woman, or man, I can't recall. But this person, they had run, 26.5 miles, that's what a marathon is. And they were so cramped up, and they were so dehydrated, they would fall down and crawl, and this became the very theme of it. I mean that the person made money even though they didn't win the marathon. They were determined. That was a determination. And they would get up and crawl, and they would fall back down and crawl until they got to the finish line. And that was a utopic. That's what persistent is. That's what standing is. That's what that pressing is. And when one is enabled, that is what one does. That is what one does. We are not an enabled people. Why? Because there is a love for truth. There's a love for the truth of Yahweh. And the reason there's a love, because as David said, my iniquity, your iniquitous ways, your ways that are iniquitous, your lawless, they're terrible, they're treacherous, they're evil, they're sadistic. We don't give a damn how we interact or treat one another. That's the truth. But we got this hypocritical front to the wicked. And we want to appease them. The other day we were in the store. A woman said to me, when I go to the store, I don't talk to people. I very seldom interact with people. I really do. That's just the truth. Because their conversations are valueless. They really have nothing to talk about. So she said to me, you're a preacher. I looked at Sister Robert and said, what makes you think that? Oh, you know, you have the voice. I said, oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay. Did I answer her? Not at all. I wouldn't answer her. Her spirit was foolish. She was a silly thing. And I don't go that way. Are you so serious? Absolutely, I'm serious. I'm sober. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sober. And I don't have time for their sporting and their frivolity and their folly. Evangelist Holmes would always say to us, if you're sure, if you knew that you were going to die this second, what would you do to change things? Well, you know if there's something you would do to change something, you know you're not right. You better get ready. For the day of reckoning is at hand, brothers and sisters. You don't know when you're going to escape this life. You don't know when death is coming. You young ones think that I'm going to live until you may not even live another day. You may not live to see your mother's age. And I don't believe you are, whether you believe that or not. Profound thing out of the Apocrypha, Sirach, it says, a patient man. We know how patience comes, don't we? Tribulation worketh patience. A patient man. Will Yaakov endure? He will persist. He will be able. He will tarry. He will remain. He said, until the right moment. See, it's what a patient man will do. He will Yaakov. He will suffer the great stripes until the moment when he knows that it is all well. And it says, and then joy will burst forth from him. Joy will spring out of his bosom like life. You don't have very much joy, do you? For some reason you think that the world is going to give you joy. You're an ignorant jackass. The world is going to give you misery. And hell. It'll sap everything out of you. That's what it's going to do. Yahweh, as he imparted that anointing into Abraham, he chose rather to endure, to be patient with the people of Yah, to enjoy the pleasures of sin in the house of Pharaoh for a season in Egypt. You love the flesh pots of Egypt. You love the garlic and the bread. That's what you love. You know those things take the mind of the people away from Yah. He says that when he comes, there will be banqueting, there will be drinking, there will be marrying and getting in marriage. They will have the gala activities.